reducing force interactions with law enforcement also minimizes the chances that we have escalations of force. And like Chair Goodman pointed out, we've been reminded of this just this past week with the murder of Tyree Nichols. Unfortunately, we don't have to look very far outside of Washington for cases of this as well. So Brother Fatah Logo was killed in Seattle over an incident that stemmed from him driving a car whose owner's license was suspended. Not his own, but the owner of the car's license was suspended. Brother Donald was killed in Clark County from an incident stemming from a broken taillight. And Brother McDade was killed in Kent from an incident stemming from expired tabs. Communities of color bear the disproportionate burden of these traffic stops. And this raises the chances that we are involved in tragic escalations of force. There's no way for us to educate ourselves, present ourselves, or employ ourselves out of this danger.